And State Treasurer Dale Folwell has asked UNC Healthcare for $1 billion. And to explain that, we are joined now in the studio by WCHL News Director Blake Hodge.
Not like a check.
Not
right
like a
now.
Check. No. Yeah.
Just kind of a, hey, why don't you just get $1 billion set aside? That way you can give it to us later
Then give it to us later. I love this. I love that. I want to do it now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this about?
UNC Healthcare is going for, or has been in discussion since last summer, with, we get to play this game, Atrium Health, formerly known as the Carolinas Healthcare System.
Soon to be known as Navicent Health.
Well, no, they're absorbing.
They're absorbing Navicent.
Yeah, they're bigger than Navicent. So, yeah, Carolinas Healthcare System, as it was formerly known, that's what we'll go with for now, was based in Charlotte, basically covered Charlotte and areas to the south and South Carolina, very large hospital system there. It kind of works not the opposite, of course, of UNC Healthcare, but they focus much more on the hospital operation side of things, whereas UNC Healthcare has the hospital side, but also very heavily into research and everything, of course, here at UNC. They announced last summer plans not to merge, if you are using the verbiage that's been used by people involved with it at UNC Healthcare and Carolinas Healthcare. It's a new partnership. It's a new venture. Everyone else is calling it a merger.
Right.
Dale Folwell is the Republican state treasurer. He has expressed concern over this because of the lack of details that we've known so far.
Mm-hmm.
All the negotiations between UNC Healthcare and Carolinas Healthcare have been behind closed doors. There is a special committee of the UNC System Board of Governors, which technically kind of owns UNC Healthcare, of course, to review anything, but even they've seen very little information. They have grown frustrated by the lack of information they've seen through this. Today, Dale Folwell announced that he was asking UNC Healthcare to come forward with a $1 billion performance bond that would guarantee future healthcare costs for North Carolinians would, in fact, go down as part of any new venture. Again, he calls
it a billion merger. With a B.
With
there.
A B, yeah. Yes. So basically, the concern over the possible joining of systems here between UNC Healthcare operating mainly in the Triangle and Carolinas Healthcare operating typically in Charlotte and into South Carolina. Now, they announced last week they were changing their name to Atrium Health, and they were kind of absorbing, merging with this Navicent Health, which is a Georgia-based healthcare system. So now they're operating in Georgia as well, or will be once all of that
is finalized. So now that's a three-state entity with North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia.
And we asked UNC Healthcare last week what that would have in terms of impact on these discussions. They said that UNC Healthcare had been aware of all of this and that the discussions are ongoing. So what the concern has been, and we've seen this across the country, these healthcare systems merge, form a new entity, whatever they're doing in any particular case. The concern being that if you control that much of the market, healthcare costs are going to go up. You're going to charge more for something.
Because
or you're
you can
going
set
to be,
your own prices.
Yeah, you're going to be billing insurance at a higher rate. And so Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, of course, the state's largest insurance company, clearly has its own interest as part of this, has come out against this potential new venture. Falwell is not in, he's told us at the Board of Governors meeting that he's not in the business really of, I think he said N-O. I'm not in the business of N-O, I'm in the business of K-N-O-W. So not in the business of saying no, but I better know what's going on. So
that's actually a really good line. I like that. Yeah,
you know,
that's
he worked
good.
On it, you could tell. It's a very interesting strategy here. It's not one you typically see in this type of setting. It's typically one, maybe like a contractor building an office or apartments or whatever could take this out to cover any cost overruns or something like that. It's basically attempting to hold UNC Healthcare and this new entity to a standard of saying healthcare costs are not going to go up for North Carolinians, and if they do, you have this $1 billion bond set aside to basically pay to the state in the form of getting that money to the treasurer's office to offset any increase that they see in health plans. That's basically how they would measure it based off of my understanding of this, because the state treasurer's office handles the state health plan. So if they see an increase in costs there, it seems like they would then turn to UNC Healthcare and that $1 billion bond payment to offset that.
Actually, really, I think this is a clever idea for holding a merging company accountable. Because one thing that state regulators do, and the Board of Governors can do this as well, is to just put the kibosh on the merger. They can say no to the merger, but if they let the merger go through, and we've seen this before with big companies that merge together, you get all of these assurances from executives that, oh no, we're going to merge together and it's going to be great for consumers. Your costs are going to go down and the quality of service is going to go up, and then the merger is allowed to happen. And at that point, there's no more accountability because now you've got this massive entity that can set prices and provide whatever quality they want. And lo and behold, quality goes down and prices go up. And this is a way to say, okay, if we let the merger go through, here's a way that we can still, as a state, hold you, this new entity, accountable for the promises that you made before we allowed the merger.
A couple of things on that that are interesting. We don't know specifically that the UNC System Board of Governors has the authority to kind of stop this if it's going. It's been a legal gray area over whether the UNC Healthcare Board holds the ultimate power here to at least approve it, or the Board of Governors. Certainly what we've heard from Margaret Spellings, who is the president of the UNC system and in that role also is a board member at UNC Healthcare, is that they all want the same thing, which is better health care at a lower cost for North Carolinians.
Yeah. Which, of course, they'll say.
Right. Like, it also does have to be approved by state and then, of course, federal regulators. But the interesting part of this, you're talking about the combining of companies and being overseen by the state. State-owned assets are a major part of this whole thing because of UNC Healthcare's public governance.
Right.
So how, like, holding that $1 billion that they're setting aside, which, you know, they, it's not that they don't make money as UNC Healthcare. I mean, it's a nonprofit.
That is an interesting point,
but
though. Yeah.
How does, you know, you're setting $1 billion aside, and where is that money coming from? Is that, are you taking money from
the state and giving it to the state
and setting it aside just to pay the state back in another way? Those are questions that I still have about this, that we're trying to get answers from people that actually understand the kind of the finances of this. But that's the only thing that kind of sets this apart, in my opinion, from what you can see just on the face of it from some of those kind of private businesses merging together.
And what is Dale Folwell's authority here? This statement says he's asking representatives of UNC
Correct.
Healthcare to provide this $1 billion performance bond.
None,
can he
basically.
Make any demands at
no,
all?
He can't make them go take this performance bond. He can't stop this from going forward. He is.
So
I think
this
that
is
goes,
a good faith question.
This is
basically
this is
what
a
he's
hope
asking
of
for.
Him saying, you know what, if costs do go up, we just want a way to be able to pay for it from the state health plan perspective on this. So he doesn't, you know, he certainly doesn't have the authority to force them to go into this. Whether they will is not. It doesn't mean that they won't, I guess I should say. It doesn't mean that they're just going to ignore this by any means or anything like that. It just, he can't force their hand into setting this up. So I think there's a couple of really interesting things to continue to follow this. One is the clear vision of Carolina's healthcare, now Atrium Health, to grow into a regional provider. They're already doing that. They went from, you know, Charlotte, and they grew into South Carolina, and now taking this Macon, Georgia-based healthcare system, Navison Health, which I hope I'm saying correctly, and merging with them, extending their reach into Georgia. This is, I mean, this would create one of the, if it goes through, would create certainly one of the largest healthcare systems in the country. So I think that will be a very interesting thing, and there's so many questions that have to be answered because of what we talked about a minute ago of the research that is going to need to be protected here at UNC in terms of the allowing that to continue. Overall, how this thing is going to operate with the public portions that are the state-owned assets, I should call them, of UNC Healthcare, and how all of this is going to ultimately fit together. Whenever they announced it in September or August of last year, they hoped to have a deal by December. That clearly didn't happen, and based off of the Board of Governors meeting that was held in the last week of January, the last full week of January, it doesn't appear that they are nearing any kind of imminent discussions or about a finalized deal. So I'm really curious how the Atrium expanding with this other Georgia-based system is playing into this. But again, it's been very tight-lipped negotiations so far. But there are some questions that will need to be answered before anything moves forward.
Deregulation blues. We'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.